Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This.
Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, a quick plug. Join us tomorrow at Double Eagle Golf, 3 to 6 p.m. We'll be out there. Long drive contest, drink specials. They'll have Soulful Casino, Casino out there. Some food? No, it's going to be a food truck.
A food truck. Okay.
Cocina, yeah. Like a kitchen.
Food truck.
Yeah.
This is tomorrow from 3 to 6.
That's right. Check us out. Double Eagle Golf inside the Kinetic Sports Complex, West O Street. Just behind the Red Fox Steakhouse.
You are very...
5 golf simulators, and they're awesome, and a bar, and wonderful seating there, too.
I appreciate your patience with me.
Yeah, well, you have to be.
Soulful Casino is not a band.
It's a... To be fair, it sounds like a possible band. But it's a food truck.
I'd be interested if they had a band out at Kinetic. They could.
They could.
Yeah.
Today also, you can join Vershawn Jackson, the captain. Wingstop, Superior Street, 28th and Superior location.
28th and Superior.
Yep. If you recall the former Payless Shoe Store.
Sure.
That's that building.
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time Payless Shoe Store.
That building is now a Great Clips, also a sponsor of the ticket, and a Wingstop.
Okay.
So... 11 to 2, I'll be there. Vershawn will be there. 28th and Superior. Gift cards we have got for you for stopping by and great, great wings all day long. So there you go. There's your plugs for today.
Yeah, you're out and about.
I am often out and about. Yep. I am.
Okay.
So I saw this yesterday, and I know that you probably aren't interested, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. Remember how I hate the Pro Bowl?
Yes.
And how the Pro Bowl is stupid.
Why do you think it's a waste? Why do you think it's a waste?
Because they don't play football. It's two hand touch. They don't really. It's not. It's no longer conferences anymore. It's not AFC versus NFC. It's just, hey, here's some captains. Pick your teams and let's do this. Let's play this two hand touch game that nobody wants to be a part of.
For the sake of television.
Yeah, but it's the ratings have dropped because it's awful. It's a bad product, and the NFL, as of yesterday, is talking about doing away with the Pro Bowl, finding a way to still honor the best players of the season and do something, but maybe cancel the Pro Bowl. Now, what the NFL and NBA and MLB do great is some sort of skills contest, right? MLB has the Derby. We all love the Derby. People even love the celebrity game, the celebrity softball game. NBA's got the three-point contest. They got the dunk contest, which is it's not the same as it used to be, but people still like it. It's interesting.
I take the three-point contest.
And the NFL has done a really good job with the skills contest recently, where they have quarterbacks hitting different targets and you know, guys doing different drills. That's compelling. The game itself is a joke, and I commend them for at least discussing doing away with it and maybe doing something else. I don't have an actual answer for you about if you want to play a game, what you should do. Because I understand that there's injury risk. You don't want to end your season with some dumb injury you got in the Pro Bowl.
Your answer is not to play it. That's a good answer. Don't play it. Just get it.
But I'm fine with having a get-together for a skills contest and then go your separate ways.
Okay, well, then you have an answer.
Yeah.
Now, I tried to watch the NBA All-Star game. I did. Okay. I tried.
You tried.
I committed to try
I'm
to watch
you
it.
Did that.
I committed to try to watch it, and I lasted about a minute and a half.
It's horrible.
Yeah. There's no reason to do it. There's no reason to do it. If those guys aren't going to play, then don't do it. If they're just going to go through the motion, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, it's been through the motions for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, I think the MLB All-Star game, there's actually effort there. Because that for a long time it had been about, hey, the winner, that team, that league gets home field advantage in the World Series. It meant something. They actually made it mean something. Mm-hmm. So there was effort there. NFL and NBA All-Star games? Jokes.
For the most part.
No, joke.
NBA All-Star game, this year, I gave about 90 seconds. Not good. couple years ago I watched, it was a little bit better. I wouldn't classify it as a joke. I'd classify it as a waste of time. But most
things, that any different.
But most things are a waste of time. I mean, there's not that much that you do that's not a waste of time. Unless you're making money. So I don't know. This is entertainment. Jake, it comes down to entertainment. You're not entertained by the Pro Bowl, right? You're not entertained.
No, and I used to be, because there was an interest factor when there was AFC versus NFC, even though it wasn't great football still, and still was very much so half-assed football.
Well, hello. Yes.
At least you could root for your conference. You know, I'm a Dolphins fan. I could see my Dolphins helmet with the AFC team, and I could support them.
Yes.
When it stopped doing that, I mean, the interest really tanked on it.
Got it.
For me, and I think for people around the league, the country as well.
Got it.
So,
okay.
I don't know what the fix is there, but they're going to try.
Any other news from yesterday that you were interested in?
I think it was a pretty slow day yesterday.
Lap Mayen,
yeah, is officially going pro in Australia.
Yes. That's a good
move. The program.
I did my little rant on those that pick holes in Lap Mayen really bothered me last season. He was a player that you always could count on to play hard. He didn't have a great year, struggled on offense. I think there are injury issues that he played through a little bit. He's a tough-minded kid that gave his all for that program, and it always bothered me when people were very critical of him. Bothered me. And you heard it a lot. Nebraska basketball struggled for a lot of reasons.
They did.
Now,
it wasn't just one person.
No. And you knew there was at least a few that were always there for you, and Lap Mayen was. So I will never criticize that kid. I like
him.
Well,
he's moving on.
Moving on.
And
now
we'll wish him the best.
Sounds like Trey McGowan's is basically a done deal. According to Robin Washit of Husker Online, they've just moved on. But there's been no announcement.
Maybe we'll get one soon.
Maybe today.
Maybe. We'll check into that. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. I think you're 1-1 in the week, right? Gus is not here today. So
1-1. I lost on, lost Monday, won yesterday.
Won yesterday. So today is, this is not very wild cardy. I did not really live up to the wild card Wednesday because I didn't really think about that. But you did see a list. I hope you didn't see it too closely, because the questions today are the top quarterbacks for 2022 college football per 24/7 sports.
I browsed it.
There is a top 25 list.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a name of a quarterback that's supposed to be in the top 25 of best quarterbacks in college football for next year. Okay. You tell me what school he goes to.
I know. This is potentially embarrassing, because not all these are as evident as you think.
Well, I hope he just browsed it and didn't look too closely, because if he did, you should win. But
I took about 7 seconds.
If you feel good about it, okay, then you didn't look at that closely.
Right. All I really did,
you're looking for Casey Thompson.
Yeah, just see if Casey Thompson was in the top 25. And if he was, I missed it. I don't think
he was not.
Okay.
464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, sip, and trivia. We're going off, again, a list of the top returning quarterbacks in college football for next season. What schools do these guys go to?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'll give you a hint on something, which I thought was funny. You remember how we saw that list after the draft about the number one overall pick being Will Levis at Kentucky?
I know where he was on the list.
He was like number 15, right?
Yeah, why did you say that? So you're not going to go Will Levis?
No, Will Levis is not a question today. Right. I would not have said
15.
I would not have said his name if he was a part of the trivia, but he was number for the guy that CBS Sports thinks could go number one overall next year. He was number 15 in returning quarterback.
I find it interesting. I find a lot about football interesting. One thing is that quarterback evaluation can be all over the map.
It truly
is. And the propensity for misses is incredible. Is incredible.
I got a line open for you guys. I know Gus isn't here, but you can call us still. 402-464-5685. Need a caller who thinks they know where quarterbacks are in school at. Good ones.
Yeah.
That are playing next season.
Line open. Here we go.
464-5685. All right, here we go. All right, Gus is gone, so I'm taking this on the air. Who do we have here? You're playing the game show today. Can you hear me? Nope. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. This is embarrassing. Nobody there. Try again.
Maybe it startled them.
I don't know. It probably did, because usually there's Gus will talk to the caller and say, "Hey, who is this? We're going on the show." Listen, we got a lot of viewers now. I know people are out there listening. Don't be scared. I see you watching.
It's a tough one. It is.
I can tell you're listening.
It's sort of a.
This shouldn't be that tough.
It's sneaky.
If you watch college football.
Some of these, God, now they're just flooded.
All right, if you can hear me, who do we have here? You're playing the game show. Can you hear me? Hello? No? All right, next up. Without a producer, this is tough. Can you hear me, caller? What is your name? This is horrifyingly embarrassing.
No, it's not. It's fine.
How about this one? We got a third caller. Caller, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
What's your name, caller?
Derek.
Derek.
All right,
Thank
Derek.
You, Derek.
All right,
Thank you Derek. For helping us out. We appreciate that this morning.
Yeah.
All right, Derek. First question goes to you. What school does KJ Jefferson start at QB for? He's the number 5 ranked quarterback in this list.
KJ Jefferson, Derek.
Yep, Derek. KJ Jefferson, what school does he play for?
Auburn.
I'm going to steal it.
Okay.
I'm going to go for this. Now, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm 90% sure he plays for Arkansas.
All right, Sip, 1-0 lead on Derek. Here's your first question for a 2-0 lead. What school does Hendon Hooker start at quarterback
for? He's a great player at Tennessee.
Number 6 player on the list. Derek, for the to stay alive, your last question. What school does Brennan Armstrong start at quarterback for?
Florida.
Not Florida. So, Derek, thanks for calling. We appreciate you helping us out today. You know that one, Sip? You already won.
God.
You don't have to take it. You're passing. This is just for fun.
I should know that. Brennan Armstrong.
Yep.
Oh, I'll guess Wake.
No, that would be Sam Hartman at Wake Forest.
Okay.
This is Virginia.
Okay. All right. Right conference. Right region.
And what school does Grayson McCall start at quarterback for?
Grayson McCall is a very interesting quarterback. Reminds me a little bit of a quarterback that would play at Nebraska, Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina.
Now, we'll do the tiebreaker because you've already won the game. This is for fun. You're 2-1 in the week. You've already clinched a win.
Yeah, 11-7.
11-7
since the reset.
Okay, Sip, simple question here. How many touchdown passes did Hendon Hooker have last year at Tennessee?
22.
This number shocked me. Okay, ready for this? This was Hendon Hooker's
41.
Stats.
No. 33.
Hendon Hooker last year had 31 touchdowns and 3 picks.
Yeah, he's a player. He's a player. Tennessee's...
Josh Heupel. Tennessee.
Yeah, Heupel's... I'll tell you what. Mike Eckler, is a special teams coach at Tennessee. And he will tell you that Josh Heupel is one of the most organized, best head coaches he's ever been around. He's been around a lot of them. But he can't say enough good things about Heupel. I think Heupel's the real deal.
There's a lot of optimism right now in Tennessee. Because you, like you said, Sip, the most important position in sports, quarterback, they got one. Hendon Hooker's good. 31 touchdowns and 3 picks? You kidding me?
Yeah. There's a lot of optimism for, I think they were 7-6 last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
That was his first year,
right?
A lot of optimism for 7-6.
Well, they got a quarterback.
And South Carolina was right in that neighborhood. There's not much optimism for South Carolina.
I think they feel pretty good.
Pretty optimistic. They got Spencer Rattler now.
Right, yeah.
He's number 8 on that list, by the way. Spencer Rattler, number 8 on that list. So I looked at it close enough to know that Spencer Rattler's 8, Ugalele at
DJ Uyunglele.
Yeah.
At Clemson.
24.
Well, he wasn't very good last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Number 1 on the list.
Bryce Young.
Right.
Number 2, CJ Stroud.
Yes.
Number 3.
Don't got 3. Can't do it.
The quarterback at NC State was like number 8 or 9, okay. Devin Leary.
Okay. Anyway, we should have
We'll probably go through that list tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
We don't have Mike Schaefer tomorrow, so we can go through the list.
Yeah, let's go through the list tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I wondered if Casey would be on it. Here's a question for you. Casey Thompson, how far out of the top 25 would he be? It can't be far.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you. I think that, was there 3 quarterbacks in the Big Ten there? There was, I believe, Stroud.
Yeah, Aiden O'Connell was on there, too.
And wasn't Peyton pretty Thorne, high. Was Thorne on that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, Thorne was 25.
Okay. So okay, there was only 3 quarterbacks in the Big Ten in there.
Right. Peyton Thorne, it struck me right away. Right away, it struck me that Peyton Thorne was 25. And I thought, okay, this must be a pretty good list because Thorne at 25, there's 24 quarterbacks that are judged to be better than Thorne, who was pretty good last year, orchestrated an 11-win season.
Was Clifford on the list?
Who?
Sean Clifford?
No, he was not on that list.
Just making sure. You know I don't like him. So.
No. Aiden O'Connell. Peyton Thorne,
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud.
So 3 quarterbacks in the Big Ten.
No, it's Ty. I think was the Maryland quarterback
Tonga,
on
Tonga
there?
Valoa.
I think he was on there. He was on there.
We'll address the list tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll address the list tomorrow.
We'll clean up some mess.
I just browsed it. People understand. I just breezed through it to see if Thompson was on there. But a few names did stick out to me. I've seen the Arkansas quarterback play. You know what he is, Jake? Have you seen him?
I have not.
He's about 6'4", 250.
6'4", 250.
Well, we'll get those measures. He's a big dude. He's a big dude. I mean, okay, when I say 6'4", 250, I'm being conservative.
He's a big man.
He's a big dude.
Well, we'll look him up, watch him film before tomorrow.
We'll look it up and get back to it on Old School.
We'll have DP and Jay for the spillover next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.